like those beds out there, too. Take a sheet. Sit down. Relax. And listen to the Conti and Kenny show. And if you have any sense, you'll do the same. Is that good enough for you, boys?
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. The self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a prostitute.
Nothing better than having an old Polish woman jerk you off.
Have you ever been raped by an uncut cock?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that tickles.
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
You know how easy it is to get pants off a guy who's a quadriplegic?
I drink all the time. I don't care who it is, if it's a dude or a girl. If somebody starts kissing my neck, sometimes shit happens.
I'm a beautiful disaster.
And I could hear my liver humming. I didn't know I was pregnant.
Shut up!
All this banging talk makes my penis twitch.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
I have a structural filament and I need cash.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is real. The fear is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How are you? From that wonderful intro, where we usually don't get to this part where people get to hear it, but it gets a little crazy because the guy actually starts like screaming like he's being bludgeoned to death.
Shitting himself, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. It is the Conti and Kenny program.
Yeah, well, sure it is.
We are live. It is October 20th, 2014. And you're checking us out on morelikeradio.com. We are in the non-pro studios in Clifton. We're probably the only people left that do a podcast that don't do it from our house.
Probably
one of the few left.
Yeah.
But we're okay with that. We like it. And
it's the rituals of the whole thing. Coming up, sitting an hour and 45 minutes of fucking traffic.
Yeah.
Almost shitting myself. Yikes. Not because I had to die. I almost freaking out because I can't sit in that position for more than 10 minutes.
That's right,
because
of your back.
I'm squirming like I am now.
Yeah, you're walking around. He's sitting down, and then when he gets up, he has to do this George Jefferson walk where it looks like you're waving the farts from your ass, and you're going around. You look like somebody with OCD walking around the table.
You'll see me squirm constantly tonight because I can't sit in this position. I can do everything else. I'm working and whatnot. It's just this position, sitting in the chair, is a disaster for me. And I just spent an hour and 45 minutes in a fucking traffic because of nothing.
Oh, yeah. What was it for?
It was residual traffic from some accident that happened at 2 o'clock in the after fucking noon.
Residual traffic.
Yeah, it was on the other side.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst?
It was
worst?
On the southbound side. And Isn't I'm that on the northbound
worst?
Side.
It's the absolute worst.
I know. We could go to the track. We could talk about it all day, but fuck them and their mother's asshole.
Wow.
Sorry.
Kenny.
For anyone that was listening to our clean show on Saturday, welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. Raw and uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
Lowbrow and cultish.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and meaty.
Mm-hmm.
Hot and spicy.
Okay. If you want to call the show, ask for Hot and Juicy Wendy Show. It is 240... Hi, C and K. I don't know the translation enough. I just know it's 240-HICANDK. And go into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live and join the chat. I'm sure we got a few people in there already.
Yeah, we've got Big Scott's, Brent, Colorado, Roy Black.
That's right. Brent, our producer, he told me he was going to be off today, so he was going to be able to be in there immediately from the show starting. And I wanted to thank
Big Scott Will.
I want to thank Big Scott Will for that intro. And
can you play that part real quick?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's 20 seconds.
I didn't hear it.
He sent me something via YouTube. And our pal, Will, check it out.
Yeah, this is Sean Connery. And I like nothing better than to take a sheet, shut down. Relax and listen to the Conti and Kenny Show. And if you have any sense, you'll do the same. Is that good enough for you, boys?
And sorry about
He's from Scotland, and he can't do a Sean Connery accent.
Well, first of all,
he sounds like Mr. Belvedere or something.
It sounds like he spoke into a bottle.
Robin Leach.
Yes, he spoke into a bottle.
Champagne, dreams, caviar, nightmares, whatever he says.
It sounds like he spoke into a bottle, plugged it up real quick, and had it float across the Atlantic, and somebody picked it up on the ocean somewhere in Queens, New York, and you heard it coming through. It was the worst recording ever, I still loved it.
That was on the charts longer than Edison's Mary Had a Little Lamb. that was the quality of it.
That was that's our pal, man. And
sounded like the record was made out of clay.
Yep. The record was 2 inches thick.
He puts yesh.
Yeah, that's our pal, Will, out in Scotland. Scotland.
No, we're just busting chops.
Yeah, so...
I'd love for him to scream, "This is Democracy Manifest!"
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. A little Democracy Manifest. So, how was your weekend, man?
The usual. I worked for a couple of bands. Usual thing.
That's cool. We did our show on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. We did our show on Saturday night.
Second show, and you said it was a little bit more movie. I didn't get to listen.
It was a fine show. I think
a little better than the second one. Yeah, you got to go in the chat and watch them squirm. I mean, I feel bad for him, but it's just funny.
Well,
it's really funny.
I get little spasms. You know what I mean? It'd be fine for a second, and it comes in waves. But no, the show was good. It's just an hour-long show. We just start getting going by, like, in between the first and second break, we start moving, you know?
Okay.
And then we did a couple of longer segments. Normally, the segments are, like, 12, 14 minutes. We're able to go a little bit longer, and we just pop into commercials after. We did, like, a 19-minute or something like that.
Yeah.
It's gotten four segments for the sponsors.
We're trying, yeah, but we're doing, like, three. We're doing, like, three segments, I think. And you know, but we kind of have a lot of freedom right now. It's almost like right now the overnights on the stations is like, as you would say, the Wild West.
Hold on, guest 041. It sounds like he was talking into an enema bag. And Big Scott says it was a crappy cell phone.
Yeah, you couldn't tell. I mean, use a smartphone, and that was probably a smartphone. I mean, you got a nice recording.
That's probably a smartphone. Smartphone.
Yes. But, nothing else really too much?
No, I worked for that band New Found Glory.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're like kind of a Blink-182 kind of a band.
Okay.
And, nice guys. They were cool, but it was cool. There was a band that opened up for them with a couple of young chicks. Kind of the same kind of genre of music, you know?
Okay. And the girls in the band were young?
Lead singer and a guitarist, yeah.
Yeah? Cute?
And, they were cute. Here's the thing with that kind of culture, the rock and roll culture.
I would really feel bad. Yeah, calling that rock. Yeah, go ahead.
The musician culture.
Of course.
And that kind of genre, they all dress the same.
It's like the 80s. The hair bands all dress the same.
They try to be as funky, you know. They all have the same kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And two attractive girls. They just looked like 1985 skateboarder dudes from California. You know, they were attractive, but you know, throw some yoga pants on there, twat. It looks like you got a nice ass in those Dickies you're wearing.
Yeah, that's shit.
You got them hanging halfway past your ass.
You know what, though? I appreciate that. Because you know what?
What, a woman in Dickies?
No. I'm saying the fact that they're up there and they're not, I don't know if they're purposely dressing down, but they're not just being sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but to be honest, any woman that wears Dickies doing a rock show.
I mean, unless she's wearing it on her chin.
Her bush stinks. we've talked about this once or twice before. Oh. But you can tell by what a woman looks like if the old snatcholi is fresh or not fresh.
We're gonna open the floodgates, no pun intended, and tell you that ladies,
I'm in pain, but I'm in a good mood. So
ladies, we've been doing this since we were kids. Like, you know, not kids, but 15, 16. We can look at a girl and go, she looks like her hoo-hoo stinks.
Yes.
And there's no rhyme or reason.
No.
There's no, we just look and go, I bet you Tina's blah, blah, blah. I bet you Susie smells great.
It's the same way. It's the same thing that a woman, the pheromones will let you know if this guy is a good breeder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 100% scientific. The whole bush stink thing is not just, this is scientific science.
Oh,
it's
scientific science?
Scientific
I said science. That today on Bob's show. I called it a cavernous cave. And they were like, really? Did you say cavernous cave? It's like, you know, that's a wet, like she said, that's wet water you got going on there.
It's scientific science where that's how we find out if, whatchamacallit? That's how the women find out if they were good breeders, if we're good stock.
But aren't guys just being immature assholes and girls are actually using their,
Right.
We're just being douchebags.
CK1 is not going to cover up,
Conti and Kenny? What?
Conti, I didn't even think about that. Any kind of perfume or cologne is not going to cover up if you're a good breeder or not. It's genetic. It comes out of your pheromones.
Right. I like unpheromones, too.
Well, that's why a good thing for people that drink booze is that your pheromones are covered, so you can just get them drunk, and they don't care who they're sleeping with.
Oh, okay.
From experience.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
No, but it's, you know, the rock girls, they can, they can't all be Joan Jett, you know? Because Joan Jett has been good, not in this movie she's in. Oof. I always thought Joan Jett was a good-looking rocker chick for a long time,
and
she's totally lesbian. But like, you know, she held up really, really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she had no boobs at all.
No, no. But she's a lesbian. But she plays a bartender in this movie. I saw.
Oh yeah. She's getting a
and
movie.
She looks awful.
Oh really?
Yeah, she looks like it all caught up to her. But, I mean, rocket chicks are cool because they like to do drugs and get high and just blow people.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was a prerequisite for being a if you want to be a rocker chick, take drugs, fuck a lot of guys, and blow people.
Well, if you're on tour with a girl singer and a girl guitar player, and you're sharing a bus for 12, 18 weeks, whatever it is, intimate quarters, and you're all drinking booze and Jack Daniels, smoking weed. And
intimate quarters.
You're basically in a submarine.
Intimate quarters.
How is it not going to happen where you touch each other?
I don't know. But I'm saying I like it only because I made up a phrase about stand-up. All right? I made this phrase up when it comes to female stand-up comics. I can't stand female stand-up comics that have to be uber over-the-top sexy, where they're basically... There's a couple right now that are really popular.
Getting
that
to
they're just... It's like you can't wear a skirt high enough. And I made up a phrase called leading with your material. Doesn't mean you can't be pretty. You know, you could look good. I mean, there are girls that we all want to look good. But when you're up there just dressed as hoary and slutty. Yes, I said slutty. OK, from last week, we were talking about the word slut. When you have to be like you have to wear a skirt that you can see your hip bone from the bottom. It's like, you know what? It's not about comedy anymore. It's not about comedy.
I get what you're saying. Sure.
So. Like, Bonnie McFarlane is the best example of what I'm talking about.
You want them all dressed like Ellen DeGeneres in 1987?
No, I'm not saying that. Look at Bonnie McFarlane.
Looks like a catering waiter.
Yes, it does. I know. But Bonnie McFarlane's a perfect example. Bonnie McFarlane is pretty.
Yeah.
She's attractive. And it's kind of funny. I mean, she's almost the other way. It's almost like she dresses like, you know, like... she wears like a. She almost dresses like a lesbian, but she wears nice. She'll wear jeans, a nice shirt, and it's like you still noticing. Oh wow, she's pretty.
Yeah,
but she's funny. But there are some that it's like, you know what? She leads with her material. It has got nothing to do with her sexiness. You automatically are going to do material based on being a female. We get it. You're hot. And I just think that it just bothers me sometimes. Lead with your material. Don't lead with your sexiness. So, you know, there's a few of them that I could name that they're great and they're pretty. And
I think
they look good.
All female comedians that aren't funny should just dress like Emo Phillips. Or be a ukulele act.
Well,
just
listen.
Just be funny. If you're hot, it's extra. People.
Yeah, it's just it just bothers me. But
I understand.
You know, I forgot where the fuck I was going with this.
We were talking about vaginas.
Oh yeah, the hoo ha's, right? Yeah.
I don't know, rock girls because I was working this weekend. That's
what you asked me. So I'm saying that's kind of cool that they're not just being, you know.
Well, listen, when you're around a certain type of whatchamacallit, I feel it in myself in my choice of music. The more that I work for the bands, the more that I like harder music, or I enjoy listening to someone
that you might not normally listen to.
Yeah. Like here's the thing. Last week I worked for Alter Breed.
Oh, okay.
With the guys from
Alter Bridge.
Alter Bridge. I'm sorry, or Alter Breed. That's Derek Jeter.
You know what? The Alter Breed is you mixed Alter Bridge and Creed at the same time.
That's what I did.
Alter Breed.
But an Alter Breed is like
that's what they should have called
it's
it.
Like a you know, mixed breed.
Yeah.
Alter Bridge. I don't know if I said that. I don't know if I said this on the air, but we were watching. He's doing a sound check, and the sound check guy is doing it. Just goes Bridget, just doing like chords. Older guy, you know. And then there's something happening, so he goes in the back and goes and gets the guitar player, the guy that can he can shred, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Comes out and he starts doing a sound check. So normally I'm used to hearing this tech guys who really don't know how to play guitar. They'll try. They'll do a couple of chords or something, but they don't go apeshit. This guy...
I don't think that's your job.
But yeah, they can't show off.
Because they're like, I think they're the guys that if somebody gets hurt or something like that, or they get sick, you fill in, right?
No. Oh, these are the guys just plugging and tuning.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
These are just these are glorified stagehands.
Oh, okay.
They travel around with them, and it was really cool because he put on his Les Paul. And he started like going nuts, and you're like, "Holy shit!" And it was really cool to see. But now that affects my music view, because now I want to hear different stuff that this guy did. I want to hear how he plays guitar. You understand what I mean? So for girls, to bring it back around.
Okay.
When you're in that atmosphere, like if you hung out with a bunch of skateboarders, if you hung out with a bunch of mailmen, you might be more prone to. Whatchamacallit, be like a Cliff Clavin. You know, it all depends on where where you're spending most of your time.
Right.
So these girls, you know, they're guitar players and singers, and they're in rock bands in a certain genre. They will dress different than someone like a Taylor Swift or something.
Right, right,
you know,
of course.
Or
yeah.
Katy Perry. But it's just interesting to watch unfold.
But it's like, you know, like look, in the 80s, there was that shitty band Vixen with all those chicks in it. I don't know if you remember. And people went in and watched them. You think most of the guys there went to watch it because they thought they were good? They were hot chicks, and they knew hot chicks were going to be going to the show.
Big Scott, he said he sat on the train and sat next to a fat girl on a train and smelled like hot garbage. It's probably just her ass. It wasn't anything else.
Actually, you know what? Interesting story about Alter Bridge. We were all at Otto's one night hanging out, and Chris Johnson, who we all know, and Chris works at, he's a comic, but he also works at Starland Ballroom.
He's the one who got me the gig, yeah.
Yeah, so Chris, he stopped by there, we were all hanging out, and he told Otto, he goes, hey Otto, listen, there's a band, Alter Bridge, who are huge fans of yours, and they would love to, like, just talk to you.
Was that them?
Yes, it was Alter Bridge.
No shit.
So, he called up, I guess what happened was he was at the place, Chris, and he was working for Alter Bridge, and he goes, look, I'm going to my friend Otto's house, you know, I'll be back later. I guess Chris knows these guys. He's been working with all these guys for years.
They
go, dude, you mean Otto and George? And he goes, yeah. He goes, dude, we're huge fans of his. And they go, well, you know what? Can you call us? I'd like to talk to him. So we're all standing around, and this is classic Otto Peterson. Classic Otto Peterson. So Chris is like, hey, man, there's a band that's up at Starland Ballroom, and they're huge fans of yours, and they would like to say hi. And we were all like, what band? And he was like, Alter Bridge. And we were like, no shit. It's the guys from Creed.
Yeah.
And Otto's like, oh, okay. And Chris is like, hey, man, here's Otto. And this is what you hear from Otto's side of the conversation. Hello? Yeah. Thank you. Click. That was it. That was Otto's conversation with the guy from Alter Bridge.
Yeah, he was probably going, yeah.
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 Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was it. Like he had just not an iota of a didn't care that a band who was a very big band was a huge fan of his. It just never really mattered to him. You know?
Yeah. And it was just That's funny. I didn't know it was them. I would have talked to him about it because they were hanging out.
Colorado Dickhead in the chat. Can we name public figures and have Kenny tell us if they're snatchola stinks? Example, Natalie Merchant. Go ahead, Ken. What do you think?
Natalie Merchant.
I'll play along too because I think I'm pretty good at this.
If you let your feet get that dirty, you're letting something else get dirty.
Yeah, it's true.
Barefooted
okay.
Hippie.
All right, so we're going to go Natalie Merchant.
Not,
oh, man, this is going to be good.
Yeah, if you're not going to wash your feet after walking around barefoot, then you're certainly not going to wash the inside of your guts.
I'm going to guess.
What do you think? Stanky. Stinky. I'm gonna say on the minus side. I don't want to say stinky the whole time. Let's call it the bad zone.
The Pope got a stinky buzzer.
Let's call it the bad zone or something, or the bad side. Good side, bad side. Natalie Merchant.
Miss Piggy got a stinky buzzer.
All right. Let's see. Anybody else got any other examples? if we want to. I have no problem with playing this one. All right. While they're coming up with some, I figured I would tell you guys about my Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. Oddly enough, fresco, which is fresh in Spanish.
Really?
Yes.
Miss Piggy got a stinky pussy.
I'm going with the other one.
You're going no, because you have to look at her body of work. Whatchamacallit? You can definitely tell that she's on the fresco side.
You think so?
I'm going to say dirt and fresco instead of bad and good. Fresco is freshy.
Fresco,
fresh.
Okay.
Fresco and dirty.
Okay.
Or bad side.
We'll go with that then. All right.
Sigourney Weaver, she...
Fresh?
Yeah, definitely fresh. Yeah. She's too tall.
I love your logic on this.
She's way too tall.
Too tall.
Okay. Well, she's got a giant vagina. she's got a 3.5-yard vagina.
It looks like King Kong could put his credit card through there.
Yeah. There's a lot of inside there. Why isn't my shit scrolling?
Here's the next one. Yeah, mine's not scrolling either.
Hillary Clinton.
That's up.
Miss Piggy got a stinky pussy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Hillary Clinton. I'm going on the dirt roll, the other side.
You're right. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be.
Not so probably not so much when she was younger, but she was going.
Nice four. Lesbian, big tits, evaporated milk, lick that snatch, sandpaper tongue, dirty whore cunt.
70s and 80s, she was full blown bushy. She was bush.
Yeah.
And now she's too busy. She just does.
You don't think she has somebody do the old douchola for her?
There's just not enough hours in the day.
No, there's not enough hours in the day. Huh?
There's just not enough hours in the day. So she's and she ain't using it. You know what I mean? She definitely is not using it. When you open up an old pocketbook or something, or an old suitcase.
Right.
And you get that smell. Not the grandparents.
You're talking about like maybe a little bit of mold or like just
from... It just smells old, like old plastic, like an old suitcase. You know, she hasn't used it in a while, so she's definitely on the other side.
What's the next one?
Why is this not scrolling here? No, it said Hillary Clinton. Probably forget she has a cooter.
Is there another one?
Roy Black? Not yet. No.
You sure?
Oh no, I'm not. It's not scrolling on my shit. Madonna.
Attention, cocksucker.
Okay, here it is. By sheer appearance, I am.
You fart. No, why? I smell gasoline. A cock.
Now, Madonna, is a deceptive one. Is a deceptive one.
Why?
Because to be honest, as a man, I look at her and I'm thinking stankoli.
Lick that snatch.
I'm thinking on the other side. But
okay.
She's got to keep the young guys around. She's banging Spanish waiters. She's fresco. But by appearance, she would be on the other side.
Right, you because would think she's scant because she has the...
And she has separations between her teeth.
Oh, field goal? So Michael Strahan has a stanky pussy too?
Yeah. She has spaces in between her teeth, so that automatically lets you know that she's non-fresco.
Big Scott's Will Musty Bowling Bag.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Any of those things? Yep, it's that musty smell. Fergie. That's easy.
Way on the other side.
That's real easy.
Way on the bad side.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. That's you can't cover that up with enough makeup and perfume. There's no way. That's unanimous. She's way on the other side.
Absolutely. Yep. She's
Yeah, Fergie, does she piece of pants when she's singing? My phrase is like a wrestling mat. She's way on the other side. She's definitely on the other side.
Yeah, definitely. Gap tooth pussy. My guess is Fergie smells like a wrestling mat. Colorado dickhead. White ass Brent, Janis Joplin, guarantee Fresca. Guarantee Fresca. Because
who the fuck went down there? Yeah. And she was waiting.
No, she was waiting.
She's always, she probably always had that thing. Because she was, I don't know, she was talented.
No, nope, I'm totally good.
You're going the other way?
Yes, she plays Stinkfinger with herself. She plays solo Stinkfinger.
So you think...
Yes, just like...
yeah, so you're guessing Janis Joplin?
Suck that cock, that boy!
You're guessing that.
Janis Joplin is way... She's right by Fergie.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, especially the time that she lived... And she would give it up. She would give it up. But the guys that were doing her would just take a shot of bourbon on the snatchioli,
oh, boy.
Right in it. Antiseptic, they call that. That was 70s antiseptic. It's hippie antiseptic. You take a shot of fire water and ogre it like from Revenge of the Nerds right onto her vagina, and then he cools it right down. That was antibacterial soap for the 70s chicks. Yeah, you know, full bush, you can't get Purell in there. You got to power wash that thing with some whiskey.
I'm
in a weird mood today, man.
Yeah. I think they said Ann Wilson from Heart.
Miss Piggy got a stinky pussy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Ann Wilson from Heart. Is that the blonde or the black haired?
No, it's the blonde is Nancy.
Blonde is Nancy,
I think.
I'm gonna say, now this is all current vaginas. We're not talking about their prime. I'm saying,
are you talking about right now?
Yeah, always current, because that's what you're emanating with your pheromones.
I can't believe this is what the show ended up stanky vagina. It's just so.
That's why
childish.
I don't say that word. I don't say because that demeans it.
Oh, okay.
You just go bad side, good side. Bad side, all Fresco. Right. You could do it on the threshold.
It's still, yeah. Right, bad side, Fresco. But anyway, all right, I got to tell you guys, I got to tell a quick story. And for anybody that's listened to the show for a bunch of years, you're going to appreciate this much more than maybe the new listener. But so this weekend, it was Beverly's son's 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, the whole weekend was
happy
pretty
birthday,
much about
pal.
The kid. Yep, little Robert. Kid's a giant. And so, because he lives like half the time up in
another...
I was
in the car with him that one time.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, you guys weren't there. But
yeah, well, that's cool. Please, hopefully you got a little bit.
Yeah, I was licking cake off his fingers. It was romantic. It was summertime. We had the heater, windows rolled up. It was a magical
Knock
night.
Knock yourself out, you fucking pedophile.
That's hilarious. Good timing.
So, So on Sunday, he lives up in Oakland, and then he lives, you know, with us.
With
like,
you guys,
it's a split thing. Must on the weekends here, whatnot. So he wanted a few of his friends from up there.
Real quick,
and a few of his friends from down here.
I apologize for interrupting, but Big Scott's Will, the girl who played Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus. Join Janis and Fergie.
Really?
Beat it. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. You can tell by the way she twerks. She's too skinny. She's just, over there. Beat it.
Right.
Get off the fresco line.
Off the fresco
line? Oh, she's right there with Janis Joplin.
Really?
Abs 100%.
Okay.
You could tell by her raspy voice.
Oh, okay.
The raspy voice.
Yeah, it means, you know, like everything's a little rough, a little more raw.
Yeah, yeah. There's very few women with raspy voices that have fresco.
Fresca.
Yeah.
Most of them are non-fresca.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way on the other side. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Cool. So what happened was he wanted a few of his friends from up in Oakland and then some of his friends from the neighborhood that, you know, he knows down here. So take them all, and they're all going to go to Hooters. And we're going to go with him, right?
How old is he?
He's 16.
Turning 16.
They're
okay.
All 16. But so it was going to be, it's like, I think 9 of them all together. And then me, Beverly, her friend Nikki, who you know, and her 3 kids.
Sure.
We got another table on the other side hanging out with them. Because, you know, we don't want to be in this, you know, next to them. Let them have their fun. But here's the kicker. I had to go with Robert to pick up the kids from up there. It was 2 boys and 2 girls. So the second boy comes in, but they're all friends, you know,
okay.
They're all cool. They're, actually, I got to tell you, nice kids.
Yeah.
The one girl was a sweetheart. Like, she went out of her way to actually come over and go, hey, just want to say thank you, you know? And these girl, this one girl knew all about, like, Queen, and we were talking about Queen, and she was Rolling Stones. I'm like, really? You guys aren't watching this?
She's on the bad side.
You're not... You like Janis Joplin?
No Fresco for you.
Stinging Pusha! So what happened was...
That's cool. That's cool.
But it was, yeah. So, but now, the second kid that I picked up... That sounds kind of fucked up. The second kid that I picked up. The second one, when we got him, we were on our way. And one of the kids said something. The girls hadn't gotten in the car yet. I didn't pick up the girls yet. And the one kid said something, and it was something funny. And I just, like, laughed. You know, it was funny. And Robert turns back and goes, hey, man, you made a comedian laugh. You should be happy. And the one kid goes, oh, that's right, you're a comic. And he goes, my aunt's married to a comic. I'm like, really? What's his name?
No.
Go ahead, take, I'm going to give you, okay?
It's fucking John Conti.
Fucking right on the money.
I didn't even have to, there's no possible way it'd be anybody else. Absolutely, 100%.
Not.
That lasted about a millisecond in my mind before you told me who it was. Of course that's who it's going to be.
Holy shit.
That's funny.
Just right on the money. Show me John Conti.
Colorado dickhead, John Conti.
Yeah. I couldn't fucking believe it, right? I couldn't believe it, dude. So now, the amount of biting on my own tongue that I was doing.
I was going to say, after the second kid.
I think.
You pick up the second kid and there's a lot of biting.
And I thought my tongue was actually going to get lopped off like a piece of fucking gum. And because all I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, John. I just told him, I go, we used to be friends. We're not really friends anymore. That's it.
Oh, you didn't.
I don't know why I had to. I had to say, I don't know. And I first under my, I actually said it, but I said it under my breath. I'm like, hey, he calls himself a comic. Okay. It was unbelievable. And it was just like, no way. Are you kidding? Like, I couldn't believe it.
That's
like,
funny. I didn't even take a second.
There he is. Again. Brent. unfortunately, there was used to be so much of a difference between me and him. I don't think there's much anymore.
Oh, shut up.
Ah.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yep. There he is.
It was his aunt? Aunt that was married to him?
Yeah. Yep. I was like, oh, fuck. I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, just really?
That's the way it's supposed to be. Because it's always going to happen.
Yeah, you always end up getting a good moment from the story. But wow. Like, you know, it was like, out of everybody? Really?
Yeah.
It couldn't be, hey, yeah, my aunt used to date Jeff Norris.
You know what?
Could have been somebody else.
In your neighborhood and even places like my neighborhood, everyone's pretty much connected to somebody somehow.
It is weird.
You know?
Because that's up in Oakland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Oakland, which is way up in Passaic County up top.
What they do is they grow up where you live and they move to Oakland. You know what I mean?
Well, no, John isn't from my town either. I mean,
but that area, that North Jersey area.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, really? Guest 828289? I'm fucking banning you. Wow, Joe. Ooh. With hair. I'll fucking rip your mouth out. Yeah, exactly. He's a big boy. Bill Scott will. Oh, my God. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. I actually told him, I go, you know what? Do yourself a favor. Don't even mention that, you know me. Don't even.
You said that to the kid?
Yeah, I did. I said, don't even say anything. It's better off. I did. I couldn't help myself.
The kid was just being nice.
I said, don't say anything to him that you met me.
Oh.
That's what I said.
He's definitely going to. He's going to be like, you know Joe Conti? He says you guys used to be friends, and then he told me not to tell you that I met you.
What a dick. I know who guest 827289 is. It's my friend Mark.
Hell yeah.
Asshole. But yeah, it's just it was like that moment of like, there's no way this is.
Yeah, yeah. Why'd they go to Hooters? They want to see the tits? The kids?
No, it you know, you get to be like a little bit of an adult.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
But they had fun. I mean, you know, the kids, I think there was, it was 8 or 9 of them. And they ordered 100 wings. But, like, you have to understand, two girls, one girl's a vegetarian, and so she had none. I don't think the other girl ate any.
She's hanging out over with Miley Cyrus and what's her name? And Janis Joplin over there. Beat it. You're 16. Doesn't matter. You don't even know how to clean that thing yet. A vegetarian at 16 has no idea what you know. Sorry.
And you know what? It was because I had to drive them back down to, you know, back to the house, and then I have to drive them all home. I got to tell you, for a bunch of 16-year-old kids, I was amazed at the humor that they had, like the smart-ass stuff that was going on, kind of clever. Like, they were doing funny gay jokes at each other, you know. And I'm sitting there going, when I was 16, I knew nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
I wasn't funny. I didn't have anything clever to say. I don't remember. Actually, I don't even remember being funny in high school. I had to. I seen people that I haven't seen in a long time that I was friends with in high school that reminded me. They were like, dude, you were funny in high school.
Yeah.
I don't remember being funny at all.
I like when I say, well, were you the class clown? I wasn't really. I mean, I was known for actually being compatible with every group of people. Whether it was the burnouts. Well, that was
me too. I hung out with the burnouts because I looked like the burnouts. The jocks liked me. And then the nerd kids liked me too.
I was a nerd because I was in higher classes and I lived in a black part of the neighborhood.
Okay.
So I played.
We didn't have one.
Played football with all the black guys. Right. You know what I mean? My sister was a burnout with her boyfriend, so I was hanging out with all them. You know, so I was connected with everybody, and I guess I came across, but I would never tried to be the class clown or anything. And
no, then, I don't think I was a class. I never tried to be the clown, but I don't remember even being like a funny kid.
Yeah.
I don't. I swear, and make your jokes. I don't care. That's all part of it.
You know what? I'm going to give a little homework assignment to the listeners.
Okay.
If you want to see Kenny in high school.
Oh, boy.
On YouTube. Okay. Mm-hmm. On you, because it is the 20th anniversary of my supposed high school graduation, even though that I graduated 2 years before everybody. And by the time they were having their graduation ceremony, I was knee deep in bullshit in Nam in South Carolina. Yeah. I was going through military training, a boot camp while they were graduating. But if you search JPS Milli Vanilli and JPS Wrestling, you can see little Kenny with his spiked hair. Running around in 1991.
And it's actually...
in spandex.
And it's also us, because we were doing it on the radio show.
Our commentary from years ago.
When James and Bob were here.
Yeah.
And Kenny looks like the kid from Weird Science, but younger and blonder.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you look like you're 9 years old.
We found it because Kenny's pet goat was his call sign. And yeah, it was my friend Rich that we went to school together, and he found those long lost videos.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah. So if you go into YouTube, search JPS Milli Vanilli, and that's what we did by performing me and my friend Shalom at a gong show, and then you put JPS Wrestling, and it's me getting my ass douched in pudding.
Our fantastic online producer, White Ass Brent, already has it in the chat room.
Does he? It's up there? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. So take that link and...
have fun.
Maybe listen to it. Watch it later on. Big Scott Will in the chat. Kenny's a born mingler.
Mingler, yeah.
You were a mingler.
I am a fence jumper, a fence rider.
Fence rider.
A waffler and a
mingler. A waffler and a mingler.
Yeah.
I like that.
I definitely am.
Yeah, awesome.
I completely admit it.
So, yeah, so I had my...
That's really funny. That's really funny.
Oh, fucking bliss. So how he looked in Breakfast Club? Yeah, well, maybe not quite. You know, Kenny was still a little younger than the how he looked in the Breakfast Club.
And just to give you guys a little info, on both of those videos, I had already been laid... and I had already bought a gun. At that age, I was already riding the subways into Queens by myself to have sex with a young Argentinian woman much older than myself.
I can show the listeners a picture of me where at that time, I had already had sex once and purchased a gun. If you go into the chat room, you look in the camera, you'll see me, and that's the picture. Yeah, I got laid once. I've never even shot a gun.
Yeah.
I still haven't shot
a gun. I used to ride the E-train to the Continental Station, take the Q65A bus to Flushing, and I'd get off, and I'd have to walk about six blocks, and boom, I was at Ingrid's house.
Yep. Kenny was rocking the mullet, and that's right.
It wasn't a mullet, it was a tail.
It was a tail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mullet doesn't have usually a tail.
No.
Right?
No, it's just partying the nape of your neck.
Nape of your neck. Nick at night, nape of your neck, knick-knack. Yeah.
It was spiked hair, because back then it was the hip-hops used to have the high fades. So the white dudes had spiked hair.
Underage, nookie, and firearms, the American dream.
You're exactly right, pal. You're exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. I my mother didn't know where I was going. I'd be like, true. All right, I'm seeing you. See you later.
Any nookie and firearms is also right on the money.
Yeah. Just imagine how sweet little baby-faced I am there, and I was fucking dealing with gangsters and, you know, just 13, just about, think of the kids you just took to Buffalo Wild Wings that want to feel like adults. Take 3 years off of their life.
Yeah.
And put them on a train with a 32, loaded 32 in their pants.
That's crazy.
Going to get
crazy.
Laid. Yeah.
But as crazy as that is, I would drive around Paterson, New Jersey. Very rare, but Manhattan, driving. I would drive through the Bronx sometimes.
Yeah, Red Hook.
Like, just looking like a maniac. Not one, dude. I would like Jim Norton tells the stories about driving around Manhattan for hours and hours. We would drive, and sometimes I would just be like, all right, let's just, there I am for my junior dinner. Yep.
Junior dinner. I remember we were talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Junior they called dinner. It a junior dinner. It's like your junior,
yeah,
senior prom, but you did it when you were a junior. And yeah, there I am in my white suit. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Look at the little bad mustache.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that was good. That's very, very.
Yeah, prepubescent of me. There I am. If you want to go in the chat, it's morelikeradio.com/.
Looking at that picture, live. All I hear in my head is, should have been gone. After all, makes you feel it should have been now.
Yeah, I mean that was the one where I got stood up by the girl that I was like madly in love with, and
there's another good one,
and then she
that's great, you have those pictures still.
Yeah, and that's when I decided, you know what? My friend Mike Gionis was like, dude, man, you should just go. I'm like, yeah, I know, but what are you going to do? Come on, you fucks. You know. I hate this. Can you just... I always pick the wrong ones.
That's all right.
Fucking assholes. Stupid fucking videos. Douchebags. 80s fucking over the top fucking videos.
What's this guy named? Rick Perry.
He's a fuckhead.
Perry Mander. Mason.
Steve Perry Mason.
That's when he got stood up at the junior dinner.
That's right.
I'm all alone. Her name was Sherry, right?
Her name was Tracy, actually.
I'm all alone. Hold on.
Yeah. She was holding on to some other dude's cock while I was going to a fucking junior dinner with my friend Mike.
I ordered the Chateaubriand. And now what?
You're touching some other guy's bone.
Now there's an extra chicken dish. Because you didn't show up with me. Got a little bit of whiskey. In my coat.
Gonna mix it with some punch.
Now you got a big black dick down your throat. I'm all alone, Junior.
dinner. Oh, Sherry, you left me with Mike. Jonas. Jonas. Yeah, fuck.
Chateaubriand!
But I should have shot.
There's my- more.
Yeah, long go far away.
Oh, that's great, Tracy.
I
Rose.
Shouldn't have been alone. Now I know why I'm all fucked up this way. Yeah.
Well, oh, Tracy Chateaubriand, an extra chicken dish.
I don't even know where it was. Oh, there I am going. We were going to an Ozzy concert.
Yeah.
If you want to just laugh, man, you could look at pictures of me when I was 16, 17.
That's awesome.
Like, we were on it. I got so hammered that night. I don't even remember the concert we went to. It was Ozzy with Metallica opening for them.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
At Meadowlands. That's great.
That's hilarious.
Thanks, Tracy. Actually, she was actually cool.
Chateaubriand!
She never used me or anything like that. So it was funny. She was just a hot chick that I was like, oh, this girl's. But she was like.
Did you pay for her ticket?
No, there was no pay. I guess you have to pay something, right?
You had to pay a ticket.
Yeah, so it all worked out, though, because Mike blew me on the way home. So everything worked out well. Mike, he probably doesn't even fucking remember. But yeah, Jonas, we went and we had a good time. You know, we hung out with all these people. And
because
what happened was she was going to go with me, but like 3 days before, she got a new boyfriend. Let me rephrase that. I was never her boyfriend. She got
you were
some,
just going together, yeah.
No, we weren't. We were just going to go to
no,
the thing together.
No, you were going
together.
To the thing together.
Yeah, I just had a major crush on her, and she liked me as a person, but obvious that I was just so pathetic. That was my issue in high school. I wasn't a bad-looking kid.
No.
Right? But I had no confidence, I was just every girl's buddy pal.
To be honest, for that era, I think you're right up there. Look at the gaggle of mooks you're hanging out with. I think you're the hottest one there.
Gaggle of mooks.
I think for the time, you know, back then, I think you were all right, dude. And I'm saying that seriously. Yeah, you got some muscles there. The shirt fits good. You got the feathered hair back, the headband, the eye makeup.
Yeah,
and the finger point.
The finger point.
No, to be honest, dude, that was your prime.
It's great. I peaked when I was 16. And I didn't take advantage of it. So you're saying with the whole gaggle of mooks there?
Yeah, I think you're right there in the tops. It's a shame you didn't capitalize on it enough.
64, my love. All right. Well, yeah. Love's going. That, you know what? If they had this song back then, I would have requested it.
Right.
Said, you know what? Let me show you girls what it's like to be a sexy beast.
Right.
And I'll walk down the, I'll walk in between all the tables when everybody was eating.
Yeah.
Just shaking my rump with my white suit. Fuck off. Thanks for bringing up good memories. But yeah, that was us on, that was April of 1986.
There you go with your dates.
Yep. Yep. I remember that. That was, and I think it was, was that the same night? That might have been the same night. I think that was April 21st, 1986, the day that I crashed my dad's car because I was driving him to work.
That's right.
Because I can use his car because my car was already crashed.
I remember the story, yeah.
So what happened was I drove my father to work because we were going to be leaving early to go to the – and I was going to drive. Well, on the way back because it was raining in the morning, right in Parsippany, there's right in front of where the New Jersey City Reservoir is, right on Route 46, there's double lights where there's only about maybe 25 yards between the two lights, but they both go on at the same time because it's to let two different roads come up onto 46.
Right.
Well, I didn't know, or I was like, oh, and all I saw was the first one turn yellow, and I was way too far. I should not have gunned it, but I gunned it, and by the time I got through the light, everybody else was still sitting at the second light, and I hit not one, not two, but three automobiles, and I destroyed my dad's car. So what happened was I couldn't drive, so we all met up at this guy John. No, this guy, he wasn't in the picture. It was this guy John who we called it the Friend Ranch. It was the best place to hang out because his father worked. He ran like a some sort of carnival circus thing, and didn't care what it, partying. So we partied at his house all the time. It was the Friend Ranch.
Yeah.
Everybody went to the Friend Ranch, got drunk, and everybody had sex with, hooked up with different chicks. And so we went there, and since I couldn't drive, my friend drove, so I was drinking. Fucking look at it. I think I have a Bartles and James in my hand. I was drinking wine coolers back then. Yeah, I was a real fucking cool dude.
It's a couple of beers there.
Yeah, I didn't like beer. I was never a beer person. So Bartles and James, wine coolers. And then plus I thought, oh, girls like wine coolers, so maybe I'll hook up with girls. And that didn't really happen.
You got the lead singer of AC/DC. And what's her name? The comedian that molested her kids?
Oh, Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone.
Oh, my friend Ernie looks like Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
That was Dempsey, Ernie, and Jimmy Wall. Wow.
Yeah. Colorado Dickhead, anyone seen the documentary Heavy Metal Parking Lot? That picture pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, and that was in front of somebody's house. That wasn't even at a show. Wow. All right.
Let's take a break. I got to get it out of this chair.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, I got to get out.
All right, let me
stand up.
Let me just. Sorry about that.
No.
And don't forget, while I'm getting this, at 9 o'clock, the Bob Levy Show will be on. And also,
I listen all week.
This Saturday, we'll also be doing our show, our third installment of the Conti and Kenny.
And we're going to try to put up the other shows. I think
Frank's going
to
put up the first two right on the regular Conti and Kenny podcast thing. So you can check them out. And they're only an hour, so it's not too much of a...
And it's more Conti and Kenny content without the content.
You know what? I like that. We'll be right back.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take a piss. Wankers.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or ConciandKenny.com. And for the special episodes of Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or ConciandKenny.com. It's as simple as that. Enjoy Conti and Kenny. Enjoy the Conti and Kenny show. It's wonderful. It's hilarious. It's... Oh, fuck. Who am I kidding? It's a load of fucking shit. Just listen to it. It's better when Johnny O's on. He's always funny.
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio. We're gonna kill yourself, girl. It's all about you.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's my drink.
You
cut. Oh, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
You fought my drink?
You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Oh, right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit like, while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, like it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did. You fucking pieces of shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are gonna think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know, but you fucking.
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
It's just so easy to manipulate young kids.
Yeah.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Knock yourself out, you fucking pedophile!
All right, we're back. Little AC/DC Soul Stripper. One of my favorite songs by AC/DC.
Sure.
And appropriate.
Should be called Tracy.
I would say Junior. There I am, dressed as the oh wow, that's my Halloween costume from Halloween 1986 because I was a senior in high school. No, it's not a mustache. That's a bat. I have a rubber bat in my mouth, and it looks like a mustache. It's the Ozzy Osbourne Diary of a Madman cover. So if you go and, because I had to, I held it, but I put it in my mouth whenever somebody came and took a picture. But, wow, Freddie Mercury. I don't look like Freddie Mercury. you couldn't even see my teeth, so. But yeah, go in the chat room, morelikeradio.com/live. You're listening, of course, to the Conti. You know what show you're listening to. But we will be on Saturday night at 1 a.m. on the two channels. One up in Boston, WUFC, 1510 a.m. And also 900 a.m. WILC in the D.C., Baltimore, Northern Virginia, parts of Maryland, of course.
I can hear it here in Jersey.
Kenny, on Saturday night, you actually heard bits of it
in the car.
From the Boston one in Jersey. If you have, if you're in your car with a good signal, if it's clear out, you can actually pick up the Boston. It's insane. It's just, it's nuts. So
you could also hear the Sputnik launch.
Yeah. So
I apologize for having to just show you my balls.
Yeah, Kenny's all banged up.
I got to sit here for a couple minutes. Like
yeah,
this.
Kenny's all banged up with his back.
So it's only the sitting position.
Excuse me.
If I'm on all fours, I'm good.
That's too goddamn funny. Oh man, it's fucking bastards. Sorry.
You want to get into a news story I found?
Oh yeah, you
want
to?
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
I don't want you to have to work. You know.
Give me 1 second. No. Let me.
Oh, who are you rooting for in the World Series? We'll get that out of
the Royals.
Yeah, me too. Do you think they have a shot?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're playing. They're playing as they say. They're playing inspired baseball. Yeah, they're gonna win.
You think it's their year?
Yeah, yeah. They're.
You don't think the Giants, with all their experience, are just gonna go and smash their dreams?
I don't think so. I think they're too young. I think
Bob thinks it's gonna be Giants in five. He's like, put your money on the Giants, and then put a little bit of money on the game five.
I don't want to. He's probably right, but I'm going for the Royals because it's the underdogs. And
you just witnessed Kenny waffling because he just said, he just said 30 seconds ago that he thinks they're playing inspired baseball. It's their season. He thinks that it's Kansas City all the way. I mentioned that Bob Levy said to take the Giants in five. You know what? He's probably, yeah, he's right. I'm like, hey, that you just witnessed a Kenny waffling moment. You know, but I'm rooting for the Royals. I'm done with the Giants. Who cares? It would be a great story. And I used to always like the Royals when I was younger because I liked their stadium. I thought their stadium was so cool. And they got nice, you know, really nice color uniforms. You know, the blue and the white. Very nice.
Oh, sure. The royal blue.
Badass, you know. So and I think I'm going to try to watch some of it. They say it's going to be the worst ratings.
It's going to be the worst ratings, but
sucks because you know what? It should be really good, especially with Kansas City in it. You know,
no one cares unless it's their own place. And
yeah, it is regional. Baseball is a regional sport, unlike football, where football is a national.
Okay, all right. Don't look at that.
Right, I won't look.
Okay.
Do you need sound for this?
No, I don't believe so. Let me see if there's a video for it. I don't. There probably isn't. No. Okay. Let's see. Martina Torres, 40 years old, from Charleroi, something like that, in Belgium, was jailed yesterday for infanticide. That means she murdered a kid. After giving birth alone in the back of her car.
Because she got arrested for what?
Infanticide. That's killing a baby. instead of homicide. Infanticide. After giving birth alone in the back of her car, she inserted her newborn into her anus to get rid of it.
Oh, that's right.
It's finally a few hours later, suffering a lot, that she went to the hospital. When doctors discovered the foreign object in her colon, the child was unfortunately already deceased.
I don't understand this.
Martina Torres said to the police that she did not have a choice because prostitution with a child is very difficult. Doctors said the child was probably born very healthy despite the state of her mother's drug addiction and the conditions of the confinement. It is common for mothers of drug addicts to get rid of their children, but they often have the chance to be raised by social services. Her little girl will not have that chance. She will be presented to the judge next week. Yes.
Unfucking believable.
Uh-huh. And whatchamacallit, this isn't a picture of her, but wait till you see this
but
picture.
But I don't understand, like, just in physics, how is this possible?
I don't know how she fit.
Right, I'm going to get this out of the way right now, okay? I think this is horrendous. Whenever a fucking baby is just, you know, birthed and then killed for no reason, it's awful, okay? But we still have to kind of, you know, we have to be kind of, can we at least make fun of this piece of shit? Who obviously has no...
There she goes.
Let me see. Turn that a little my way.
There she is. Oh, boy.
Wow. Holy crap.
Brent, if you can in the chat room, search Martina Torres car birth. And it's like the second one with the stringy hair.
And what is that on the right?
That's just an ultrasound of a baby. So that was part of the story.
That's not like a specific thing, right?
Yeah, no.
Because that kid's got like a George Washington wig going on.
That's just an ultrasound. Okay. Yeah. But that's what she looks like.
She, yeah, that's...
You're going to pay 20 quid for that or whatever?
It doesn't make any sense.
Sixpence? Sixpence for a handy dandy there. Spaghetti hair?
I just don't... I mean, she has crazy eyes, but there. I'm sorry. I can't wrap my head around this. You know? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't. Uh oh. Uh oh. Ha! I fucking knew it.
Really?
NordPress is a fake news website. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. Belgian woman named Maria Torres, fake. Belgian does not take mugshots. equals fake. Okay, cool. So, since that's the case. Can we just make jokes about it now since it never existed?
They got me.
Hey, how's that baby coming along? It's good now. All right, everybody. Hey, what'd you have for dinner? I had a baby float. I had a shake. It's called the SIDS shake. I shake the kid and then I had a shake. Right out the old fucking back end. Take care. Because they do this on Bob's show. Now they're fucking with me.
Everywhere on the web, it's saying it's a hoax. Yep. Brent. Okay.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense. If she shoved it back into her front end, then maybe because it came out of there, I just didn't understand.
Listen, people shove a lot of stuff up their anus. I wouldn't put it past anyone.
A baby?
I wouldn't put it past.
By herself?
What's it, Bella something or other, when you're shoving baseball bats up there, if you can gape a baseball bat up there... You know, you can probably do a little...
a baby?
Hey, the baby probably wasn't 10 pounds, 6 ounces. She's a fucking heroin addict. She's a drug addict. The kid probably couldn't have weighed more than a turkey sandwich.
That's true.
Fuck, it was like shoving a $5 footlong up her ass. It wasn't much. Tongue tie. You know?
God,
yeah, it was like putting an oven. You know, she could probably stick an oven mitt up there. You know, it's the same thing. The kid is a tiny little baby, little alien baby. You know, she probably could have.
This is Democracy Manifest.
That one's. I don't care what we're talking about. I can
Colorado dickheads and Kenny, the lady in the picture. What's her snatchola situation? If you can't figure that out on your own.
Wow. But now who is this? Now this is my game. This is my question. Who is this disaster on the left?
It's Katy Perry with stage 4 Ebola AIDS. She just didn't have Ebola. She got AIDS.
This is Katy Perry, yeah, when she's not all dolled up.
Yeah.
And she just did a 4-hour concert. Wow. She is a wreck.
That's one of Keith Richards' moles.
Doesn't her hair almost look see-through? It's almost like you could see the wall behind her, behind, like right through the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so strange. But she got crazy eyes.
Well, there's not a lot of pectin in heroin.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, this is not an actor here. This is some crazy bitch.
That's if the story is not real, that at least is a real mugshot.
Yeah. White Ass Brent said she looks like Michael Jackson after his hair caught on fire.
She's the thing that grows on Andy Garcia's shoulder.
Yeah, she looks like a conjoined twin.
Yeah, yeah.
What a mess. Like, she has crazy eyes. Like, you see those eyes? Gentlemen, anybody looking at this, if you are listening, Google this story. Google Marie Torres, even though it's fake.
Marie Torres car birth.
Look at this picture of this woman. You see her eyes? This is the crazy bitch eyes of the woman in the higher spectrum of crazy.
They're still dilated after the flash from the mugshot.
Yeah, exactly.
That means she's high as a kite.
Yeah, she has crazy eyes. And what that means is every woman's crazy. We all know that.
Big Scott's Will. Holy shit, what happened to Winona Ryder?
But the thing is...
Bandy Boy, a new guy in the chat room. Richard Pryor looking for a light.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're all crazy. Our job as men is to find one that is at least on the lower spectrum of the crazy universe. And if you find her, just hold on to her and don't let go. And that's what it is. And this one is on, she has some nice DSLs, though. No, she doesn't.
What are DSLs?
Dick-sucking lips. She doesn't have any lips at all. It actually, her mouth, it looks like she was born without a mouth, and somebody just put a, just cut something into her face. She is a mess. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, no.
Well, Kenny, how do you feel that you brought in a fake story?
I feel a little. That's okay. I feel a little disappointed. But
that's all right, dude. There's a lot of these websites now that what they do. I just found this out today. They write these stories, clever, funny, and what happens is then they monitor how many people are actually talking about it, like online, whether it's through message boards or Google searches or whatnot. But yeah, she's a it looks like a vacuum hose was stuck up her ass. Yeah.
Oh man, I can't use my name anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm trying to change username because I had to click off. Let me try it again.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, they know I'm in there.
You can use whatever you like, Kenny.
Yeah,
you do what you want to do.
Do what I
you don't let anybody tell you what to do. All right?
All right, so that one, that's gone.
Yeah. You were telling me a couple of things you wanted to bring up tonight. You were telling me about these guys talking about
women. In Jersey, they, you know, there's all around sports and whatnot, they do things for, you know, 5K walks or dog runs or something like that for cancer, for diabetes. Absolutely fine. You know, all kinds of stuff. Absolutely wonderful. This one in Caldwell, New Jersey, that I saw, was basically, it's been around in a couple of different places, but it's called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Now, is this just in New Jersey so far?
No. It's been around the country, yeah. But this one, specifically, that I saw was in Caldwell, New Jersey, and it's do a 3K, but it says walk a mile in her shoes. Well, it's like a mile and a K, 3K is like a mile and a half, something like that. So it's a walk a mile in her shoe. And it's all these guys, these tough mutters, putting high heels on.
Oh, boy.
Walking around. And if you see, like, videos of it, there's probably 9,000 blown-out ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it must be.
Yeah. It's, No, Brent, it's a real story. I saw it.
So what's the reason for this?
It's for breast cancer.
Doesn't everybody know about breast cancer?
Yes.
Can we stop raising awareness and just start fucking making money? You know?
Well, that's how they raise awareness and then you give. Let's see if I can...
Why does it have to... I mean, you know, I understand like certain... Like, you know, when you have different walkathons and all that kind of stuff. Because people are going there and they're donating their money and time. But it's kind of wacky, isn't it?
Here, walk a mile in her shoes. Toronto. Barton Community College. They're all over. New Jersey. And here's the thing. Guys dress up. And they don't just put the shoes on. Here, look. There's a guy in a tutu. There's a guy in a dress. You can see that, you know, the guys start, they dress up. And I'm thinking this could be something great for... Look, you got a bunch of firemen. I'm putting something on YouTube in Edmonton. And they're rolling high heels.
Oh, okay. They're still... Oh, the rest of them are just walking.
Yeah, there's a football team. There's a bunch of firemen. And they're rolling high heels. This is all a right. Foot fetish fucking dream.
Yeah, yeah. This you're is a creep foot, who likes...
Like a gay...
Eddie Murphy's probably underneath the fucking... underneath there. Like he's waiting for a fucking hot one
he's
underneath
the fuck.
He's
licking the screen.
Yeah, he's wishing that whole fucking stadium was a coffee table. And he could lay underneath it.
There's a bunch of guys in suits. There's guys with their football jerseys on. There's... policemen with guns.
All right.
Walking in high
heels. I'll give it. All right. You know, I'm going to retract what I said. All right. I get it. It brings
big, people. Beefy guy with a wig.
Yeah. Look at him showing legs.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like a restaurant because there's guys in chef hats. And they all look like they're walking on hot coals.
Yeah.
They're in, F me pumps. But they're all walking and walk a mile in her shoes.
Right.
Couldn't she have like a pair of Skechers?
Yeah, really.
Does she always? How sexist is that? That all women just wear these kind of shoes?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Think about that way. I just thought of that.
Yeah,
right
exactly. This is sexist.
Yeah, you know, feminists. Feminists don't wear those fucking shoes.
No, they actually wear what the guys normally wear.
And feminists are the ones that get most of the cancer.
Did you ever notice
that? Yeah. Feminists, I'm totally making this up.
Oh, okay.
I believe in my heart is that most feminists get cancer.
Okay, somebody just make sure they quote that in the chat. Kenny Michaels quote, most female cancer victims are feminists.
Yeah, I believe so. Just by the way they dress. Because if you dress with too much wool, you're gonna get wool cancer. Cancer or your wool. Or wool cancer.
Whoa!
Yeah, tweed will give you tweed and argyle will give you cancer.
Yeah, and I heard that there's a lot of cancer. Forget it. Okay, I'm just gonna bail out on that one. I was gonna do a Lilith Fair joke, but I just knew it wasn't gonna work.
Sure.
So.
Oh, there you go.
What is that?
White as Brent.
Oh, was that in the chat?
Yeah, it's in the chat room. That's a hot one. This little pretty boy in pumps, little white shorts, why is he putting gas into a Lincoln Continental? No, that's a Taurus. It's an out-of-date Ford Taurus. And there's some kind of jungle in the background. Some kind of big hot tub or something.
Who is that? Michael C. Hall?
Yeah,
who
that's what it looks like. It. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting excited now. You notice he's putting gas into a car. You notice...
Yeah,
I was so disturbed by the picture. I just realized that he's putting gas. Like, what is that? Yeah, it's like
showing his manly side.
Yeah, like he's putting it in a hole.
He's got no shirt on. He's pale white with pink pumps on and little white Daisy Dukes with a black belt.
Yeah, just a very disturbing picture that I can't stop looking at.
You know what? I could understand how that would be sexy to some people.
I can't.
I mean, I can.
The only thing sexy is the gas can going into the tank.
And he keeps putting it in and taking it out.
That's the only thing sexy.
Putting it in, taking it out, putting it in, taking it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. You put a hose in there to suck the fucking gas out, you know? I used to watch my father do that.
You sexy little gas sucker.
Yeah, come here, you siphoning whore. Come here, I want you to siphon a little bit of gas out of my tank over here. I used to watch my dad do that when he had to siphon gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the tube in and then shove it into the other one.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, my father used to do that with diesel fuel.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Putting gas in your mouth?
But his best friend's name was Diesel.
He was talking about Vin himself. I had to siphon diesel out of Vin Diesel.
I got to say...
I tell you, I charge $14 bucks a gallon, you know. Hey, how much you charge to blow it? $14.50 a gallon.
He loves siphoning diesel fuel.
How much diesel you got?
Why do you keep hanging up with that guy named Diesel all day? I tell you. What are you doing in that garage? I tell you.
An extra 15 cents for credit.
Next thing you know, you just got a squeegee your forehead. I tell you.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, we got any cock siphoners over here? How you doing? Hey? he's Big Will in his accent.
You must work for BD back door.
Hey, read what Scott Will in the chat.
Mine didn't go down. All I got is why
he's shecks on a shtick, as Sean would say.
Really? Why isn't my thing fucking working here?
I don't know, but yeah, that's just a very disturbing
after this,
picture.
I gotta refresh. Don't we all?
We're not so fresh.
You're on the bad side. I need some Fresco over here. As long as that little dunks, as long as that little twinks assholes Fresco, I'm in. I tell you, you know.
Oh my goodness, that's funny, dude. Oh, and you were telling me about Toys R Us.
Here's another one. Being that the Martina Torres story is wrong,
right?
I don't think this is wrong because I got it off of Yahoo.
Now you're wondering.
Now I'm wondering if it's supposedly Toys R Us is selling Breaking Bad dolls, action figures.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, I think it's fake. Because they're saying they're selling the action figures of, what's his name? Willie White? What's his name?
I don't know. Walter White.
Walter White and Pinkman, the other guy, Pinkman.
Yes.
They're selling things of his, action figures of them, with little bags of money and little bags of crystal meth. Crystal meth. Yeah, that's the fancy one.
Crystal meth?
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm thinking that's fake, too.
You sure it might not? Maybe they're just selling Crystal Light with it. Maybe it's not.
You know what? I might take this story back because it was on Yahoo, so I don't know. It might just be them having fun. A little ruse.
Yeah, for kids?
Yeah, Toys R Us, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I think it's going to be fake. Let me see. Let me find out where it came from.
Because it would be.
I think it's definitely going to be fake. Hold on.
Because, like, you know, maybe it should come with like. Maybe stage 4 lung cancer, too, because that's what he had.
Well, there you go.
You know? I mean, if they're going to start trying to get some kids. I mean, it's like, really? What kid who still wants to go to Toys R Us is into Breaking Bad?
What parent is letting a kid watch it Breaking Bad anyway?
Man, what kid would want to watch it?
Yeah, see, now I think I'm totally off on this one, too.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm 0 for 2.
Are you 0 for 2? Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what they say in the chat. Let's see what the chat says. Minus Prince says Yahoo is credible. You'd be surprised the figures that are made, but they're usually for grown-up fanboys, not kids. maybe, you know what, maybe there are adults, you know, I mean, the show was
I would guarantee at like comic book shops, they would definitely have 100%. They would probably be a hot item, you know? You know, where you can get like the zombies and all kinds of different
right.
All kinds of different action figures that are now that will eventually be collector's items. They won't take them out of the box and they'll just sit on your shelves while you masturbate.
It'll shit on your shelves while you masturbate.
While you masturbate till you're 76.
Well, White Ass Brent says the Washington Post is covering it, so it's real.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There we go.
Well, I don't know, man. That's it's got to be a. You know what that is? Maybe that's like one of those impulse buy things that an adult would get because
maybe the kids
he's
are
in
going,
there. He's in there shopping for the kid, and the kids are in there, and all of a sudden, an adult's like, "Whoa, Breaking Bad! What they got? They got a Breaking Bad thing, and he might want to actually get it."
He's like, "I'm getting that for me. That's me."
Or Brent said, "Maybe the kid is 28 and living in his mommy's basement."
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. I think you're right, dude. Don't go crazy for it, man.
Okay, yeah.
Don't go crazy. I think we're all good here.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, so...
Washington Post. If we're fooled by the Washington Post, oh, well, shame on us.
Shame on us.
Exactly. Or shame on the Washington Post, actually. Okay? But I think that might be it. Because, look, the... look at comic books. Look at action figures. They're mostly with adult video games. You know, they're talking about all the video games in this country with these kids. I would bet 50% of the video games are being played by adults.
Oh, of course.
50% of the population avid video game players are adults.
And if you guys are interested in video games, you could hear our lead-in show on Saturday nights. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's all about gaming.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Is it from 11 to 1? Is it 12 to 1?
I'm not sure. It's on before us on Saturday nights.
Yeah, it's Frank and the Loud Idiots.
Loud Idiots. That's what it is. Yes, yes, yes. And they will give you all the insights on all the new stuff and everything happening. But,
White Ass Brent says, I love shell-shocked Kenny and his news stories now.
Yeah.
Big Scott Will. It's possible Toys R Us are wanting to appeal to the grown-up fanboy market. Nothing sinister because it's not for kids. Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
You know what they should do? The manufacturer of the toy should have the fake bag of cash, if it comes with a figure, fake bag of cash, fake bag of crystal meth, but make the crystal meth bath salts, because you know some fucker's going to try to smoke it. Someone's going to test it out. You know what I mean? There's no possible way that thing will be sitting on someone's shelf, and he
and
needs
not
a
going,
rock.
You know what?
I got
to try. Just to try it.
Or just to try
just
it.
Just to be like, you know what?
Dude,
you know, Jesse Pinkman looked pretty fun. He looked like he was having fun on there.
Yeah.
Let me give it a shot.
Okay. Some internet sensation will be like, I took orange juice, cocoa powder, and I melted it together. I made a slurry and then put that in and then crystallized it with some baking soda and then smoked the bejesus belt out of it. And I got high as shit off of Toys R Us crystal meth.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. They can,
there's
going to
be some
cereal.
Weird concoction that they're going to come
up with. What about a cereal? You know, like, you know... Post crystal meth, you know, it sounds like it could be a cereal.
Kellogg's
crystal meth, you know, Toys R Us version. Hey, Lady Trucker, what's up, Lady Truckles? Truckles? I said Lady Truck and something else. Only boys go to comic book stores, regardless of age. Yeah, because we're talking about the fact that Toys R Us is going to be selling Breaking Bad figures, and they're going to sell little bags of money. I mean, just the cute little bags of money. I'd like to see that. Look at the cute little bags of money. You know, almost like a little bag with a little dollar sign on it, like in the old cartoons.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Oh, Brent, how about rock candy in case a kid eats it?
That's no fun.
What do you want? Well, what do you want, a kid to die?
Someone is
going to
try to smoke that meth anyway.
So
if it's
rock candy, let them smoke it.
Some North Carolina fucking backyard. Someone is going to try to smoke that.
Big Scott Will. Heisenberg flakes. Pinkman puffies. Pinkman puffs. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, rock candy and... I'm trying to think of what else you can. That's all right, LT. Guess 754912.
Breaking breakfast bad. Breakfast bad.
Breaking bad breakfasts.
That would be the hook line.
The hook
line.
We're breaking the habit of
bad
breakfast.
Hey, kids. Hey, we're kids. We're going to break your bad breakfast.
That's right. Is your dad passed out from fucking methamphetamines? And you need a good, healthy breakfast? Because all he's been doing is pouring Coke on the front table and saying, throw this on your Frosted Flakes. And all it does is make you not sleep for a week.
Hey, listen, kids. Do you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to school and your parents are still aren't up, or they've been up from last night and they just locked themselves in a bedroom and you need to eat because you need your nutrition to be a good student? Well, here is from Kellogg's, we're breaking bad breakfast. All you do is eat these sugar puffs and they have little marshmallows inside, and then when you go in, steal one of your dad's bongs and throw this little bag of money in there. It's actually weed. And then for lunch, take your mom's one hitter and put a little crystal meth in there. It's actually crystal meth.
Hey, don't forget Heisenberg Flakes. It's not just for kids. Silly dad. Heisenberg Flakes are for kids. You fucking loser. All right, get a job.
Hello, my name is Pinkman. How do you do? Crispy Critters cereal. It's entirely new. It's indubitably delicious. One toke of this and you get high.
Oh. They're illegal.
And listen, kids, if you have Breaking Bad breakfast, you don't even need that because you'll be Fruit Loops anyway.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny, dude. Holy shit.
Hey, here it is. Whitey's.
Whitey's.
And it just says, instead of sports stars, it has pictures of drug dealers. Instead of Wheaties, Whitey's.
Whitey's. Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. We have the Breaking Bad breakfast cereals. I actually, you know what? I'm going to have to play this, and this goes perfect for what it is. And we're not going to take a break. I'm just going to play it. Is a thing that we made years ago. It was written by Dave Cyrus. And you know what? Just listen.
Kids, it's me, Opie the Owl. Hoot, hoot. And you know what gets my day started? A healthy dose of Opios. Part of a balanced breakfast, the only cereal with nutritious roots and oats, mouth-watering marshmallows, and savory synthetic opiates. Because if you're like me, sugar alone ain't getting you out of bed in the afternoon.
Opie, what does Opios taste like?
Susie, it's like a billion licks of ice cream at once. Like a spoonful of birthday party on the moon. Like you'll never, ever be able to stop eating it.
Mommy, can I have Opios for breakfast?
Oh, no, not today, dear. Mommy made you pay.
Goddamn bitch, I want Opios!
Go fill yourself a bowl today! And don't forget, our new Honey Blunts of Oats. Also coming soon, Giddies! The chewable Zoloft that tastes like candy. Hey, Susie. Can I have some?
No, Opie, get your own.
Oh, come on, Susie. I really need it. I'm sick.
Sorry, Opie. Opios are for us kids.
Seriously, kid, it hurts so much. Just the taste. Please, I'll do anything.
Silly Al. Opios are for kids.
Listen, ho, say it again and I'll stick this spoon through your eye. I don't give a hoot. Oh, God, I'm sorry, Susie. Dear Lord, what have I become? You see, Susie? You see how Opios will leave you? Damn Opios took away my life!
I'm sorry, Opie. I promise to never eat Opios again. Hey!
Sucker, yoink! My bowl now! See you in hell, little girl! And don't forget to eat a healthy breakfast!
Nice. And
not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Let me see. Some in the chat, we got a couple of ideas. Guest, I'm not giving your number out. Just go in there and change your name. Pixie Sticks with Method in them. Method? Do they mean meth and they just accidentally typed in method?
Yeah.
Breaking Bad beer, stay up and drunk for 3 days.
Cheery Ice.
Cheery Ice by Lady Trucker. Big Scott Will certainly blows Lucky Charms out of the water. yeah, that would be fantastic. Breaking Bad breakfast. Oh, man, burnt toast. Everything's burnt. Everything's burnt.
Yeah.
Pancakes, just...
Waffles.
Yeah, they have like weird shapes to them, though. You know, like your pancakes can't be round. They probably shaped like handcuffs, you know, because you're probably just going to get arrested. Fucking zilches. Why would you ever do methamphetamines? What in God's name?
You're right.
What is the actual allure? All you do is see people getting... First of all, it ages them. It makes them ugly. It ruins their teeth.
Within months, within hours. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Especially if you're an adult in your 30s or something, where you've lived your... You know what I mean? You know about it. Especially after Breaking Bad, where everybody knows what meth is. Like, why would you bother?
Here's the thing. If you do crystal meth, you don't eat. So it doesn't matter how bad Breaking Bad breakfast is.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not gonna for eat, Breaking just... Bad breakfast, for all you meth heads, here's a bowl of air. Yeah, just snort that bowl of good old fucking oxygen, because you're not going to be able to eat anyway. So what you do is spit out all your teeth into a bowl, put a little almond milk in it, and share it with the neighbors.
All the father does is dig his burnt fingertips all the way to the bottom of the Breaking Bad cereal to get the toy out, because we'll give him a toy,
right?
And he gives it to his malnutrition child that's about to die like the baby in Train Spotting. And he just keeps him happy with like a fake tattoo, and the kid's eating them, so they're just stuck to his tongue.
Yeah. It's got like, it comes with like little fake tattoos for the kids.
And bullet wounds.
Yeah, and onesies of cigarettes, so if a kid just wants you know what? Hey, if your four-year-old wants a smoke, go and dig deep into the bottom of a fucking fruity puddle or whatever the fuck it is.
Every box of Breaking Bad cereal comes with a Lucy.
Lucy in it, yeah, exactly.
Oh shit, that's funny. Yeah, it comes with a Lucy.
Let's see. You can... Oh, meth is cheap, White Ass Brent says. You can steal a copper pipe from an old house, recycle it, and then go get your next hit of meth. Yeah,
absolutely,
that's right.
Yeah.
People are stealing copper everywhere.
Sure. That's been forever.
For a while, yeah. But wow. What a fun...
Do you want to
what a fun place that would be.
Do you want to take a quick, like a couple of minute break? Just a quick break. I got to get out of the chair for a second.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll finish up the show.
All righty. I'll just play something. How about that? We'll do that.
Big Scottsville Train Spotting reference. Nice one, Kenny.
Aha. All right, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, just
not
quick
too
break.
Long.
Quick break.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. That any good, Governor?
Gee, I can't believe I'm souring my good name for this book.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com and it'll take you right to our website and you can purchase it right online.
or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's not bad.
It's fantastic, dude. It's not bad. You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on a disc.
I got Ambien by Agrin, Life with Happiness. Happiness. Joe Conti's city.
Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
CD. Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a DVD by itself.
Let me get these purchasing orders out. Just buy that fucking CD. Liar!
Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
I got more than my share of happiness.
Yeah, it's good. Just fucking buy it.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, me and him would text back and forth or something like that, and then after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal, too.
And, check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard that you should definitely check it out.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show always shares how his favorite website, shushtime.com, provides his need for intellectual stimulation.
I think I might have done that correctly.
Oh, okay.
I'm very proud of you, Kenny.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and now I'm on Shush Time, watching a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Kenny's still out there. I'm giving you guys his treat. This is awesome. I love this mashup. It's Metallica and Herbie Hancock. It's called Master Doing It. It's fucking great. You ever hear this, Kenny?
Yes.
I'm just letting him listen a little bit. I'm giving him a little treat. One of my favorite mashups. Metallica and Herbie Hancock.
Taste me, you will see. More is all you need. Dedicated to how I'm killing you.
I don't know how much of a treat it is when I'm singing over it, but I just love it. It's great. It's one of the more clever ones.
All right. I look like an asshole walking up and down the street.
Do you?
Trying to loosen my leg up. Yeah.
Oh, in the chat, right when we took a break, Colorado Dickhead said, Mikey approves of getting your kicks with meth. Fucking great.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
Yeah, remember Mikey?
Yeah, he died.
No, he did not die. That is an urban legend.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he did not die. Everybody... in the chat, somebody checked that, but I'm almost positive that and the rumor was that he died eating Pop Rocks. Because he ate Pop Rocks and drank soda with it, which was the rumor that you would die, it could kill you if you drank soda with Pop Rocks.
Seagull?
I don't know. Yeah, you give him an Alka-Seltzer. Here's an Alka-Seltzer and a stick of butter. Call me in the morning. I don't know. So, yeah, I think that was a rumor, if anybody's checking. Well,
okay.
Usually Brent is right on that.
Shit about Mikey anyway. I hope he died of unnatural causes.
Stop that.
Fuck him. His cereal sucks.
Wow, you know what, Brent?
It hits the milk, and it's... You fucking got to put 10 tons of sugar on it, and then by the time you fucking get to the spoon, to the water, to the milk, it's fucking soggy.
Really?
Yeah, fuck Life cereal. Life cereal sucks.
No, Life cereal is good. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, you like soggy bullshit?
No, when you eat nice and crunchy.
Yeah, the first 3 seconds, and after that, you can't fucking, you can't...
Well, you just don't eat fast enough, dude.
What are you, a ravenous pit bull?
No, I haven't had cereal in forever. I don't eat cereal anymore.
Life cereal sucks.
I like Life cereal. I like my favorite cereal of all
time.
Same
thing with Golden Grahams. Golden Grahams could suck a cock, too.
Yeah, I don't remember Golden Grahams. Yeah, Golden Grahams. I remember Golden Grahams. No, that was
a little... Once it hits the water, it's done.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like little squares of... Fucking flottle.
Yeah. Flottle?
Yeah. Those little squares of bullshit.
My favorite cereal of all time.
There it is.
What?
Little squares of bullshit.
Little squares of bullshit.
The Conti and Kenny show is coming out with a cereal called Little Squares of Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
General and... what is it? General Mills.
Yeah.
General Mills, Little Squares of Bullshit.
It's going to be Lieutenant... Lieutenant... forget it. I was trying to make a loop general.
Oh, forget okay.
Anyway,
that's all right.
It's gonna be little. It's gonna be little sugar coated waffles, you have to have a baked good for a cereal. What would yours be? Mine would be waffles that get real soggy real fast.
Oh, little maybe like a dandy Danish?
Or a cock-shaped...
What happened here? What happened?
A cock-shaped...
what happened? We got 9 minutes left on the show. What happened?
A cock-shaped marshmallow.
Why? When did I get the cock-shaped marshmallow? When did that happen? Everything was going really good.
But you know what? The marshmallows in the box will be all after all of your personal effects. So it's going to be a marshmallow of your like your cock, then it'd be a marshmallow of like your favorite shoe, and then
favorite shoe. What is this, Monopoly?
It'd be a marshmallow.
Is
like
there
your
an iron too?
Like a Joe Conti wallet. It'd be your favorite hat.
Why don't we do? Why don't we call it scavenger cereal?
It'd be marshmallows shaped with all the cats in your house.
Okay, that's great. It's scavenger cereal. It's just all different. Every time you open up a box of scavenger cereal mushrooms or marshmallows, it's all different shapes of different things.
It's little squares of bullshit. That's what this
little squares of bullshit.
Yeah, that's a cereal.
All right.
So you got to come up with mine. Mine are going to be, though, I said, like the soggy waffles. They get soggy as soon as they hit air.
Joe loves his booberry. Colorado Dickens says, bring Quisp back. There is Quisp. It is out there. It's my girlfriend's favorite cereal, Quisp.
Quisp. I have never had Quisp.
I know you know what Quiff is, but it's Quisp.
Yeah, half a pound of Quisp.
It's a blue box with a weird alien-looking guy.
That's what Janis Joplin and Miley Cyrus have.
Yes, that's a Quiff right there. No, it's Quisp, and it's a little cereal with an alien.
No, Quiff is the weight of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when you say she's got a half a pound of Quiff, that means she probably has camel toad, too, and some nice... something or other. Anyway, yeah.
My favorite cereal of all time.
We should just call it Quiff.
Quiff.
like tricks.
Silly. Silly faggot. Quiffs are for straights.
Little marshmallow vaginas.
Exactly. And you just see a bunch of gay guys going, "Eh, tooey." Ooh.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Like getting a pubic hair caught in your teeth.
Silly just faggot like, quiffs are for straights. Oh, my God, that's funny. Oh, shit, that's a good one.
Let's see.
Silly
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
And I apologize to any straights out there. No offense.
It's silly. Oh, man, that's funny. Gay guys even love that one.
Of course, because you know, I'm not meaning
brilliant.
Anything.
No, not at all. That's brilliant. Silly. Quips.
But anyway, back to my favorite cereal of all time.
Yeah, Quips.
No, it's not Quips. That's Quips? Beverly loves Quips. That's her favorite Quips. Cereal. Mine, they don't make it anymore.
That's just crisps with a speech impediment. Quisps.
It's very crispy. I'm Elmo Fudd, and I want to have some crispy chicken crunchies.
Don't use the milk. It won't stay crisp. Yeah, you got any dry cereal? Yes. Yeah, it's like you're eating a bag of sand. Yeah, just grab a bowl of the potpourri off the toilet and munch on that. You. Why was I going to call somebody a cunt?
Why?
Automatically, did you see me?
No, I went.
You were on
your way to Cuntsville.
There was no reason for me to call that person.
Yeah, you were on the road.
The potpourri off the toilet.
You had your tank filled and you were aimed towards Cuntsville.
And I stopped.
You did. You laid the brakes on. You took off out of the gas station and you stopped in the middle of the road. You said, you know what? I'm going to go back over to Vaginaville.
I shouldn't call that person.
No.
That.
Why are you going to Cunstown? I don't understand.
No reason to call her that. Even though she's eating jasmine.
There was no possible reason for you to want to do that. Nothing. Absolutely no reason why you would want to. There was nothing bad going on. Yeah. Everything was fine.
Yeah, she's a fine person.
Yeah, she's a fine, outstanding young quisp.
Oh boy, I stopped myself though. Oh man.
Oh, what do you think? We only got like 4 minutes left of the show. What do you
man.
Think?
Yeah, let's go.
How about we continue this on Saturday?
Yeah,
that'll be a good tease for everybody if you want. Because when this podcast comes out, we won't be on this, you know, our show won't be on yet.
Somebody asked in the chat room, don't worry, eventually we will have the Saturday Night Show up on our website also.
Right? Okay, cool. Yeah, so it'll be on iTunes.
And, yeah.
So you'll get it, yeah.
Frank's going to put that together for us.
Oh, okay, cool.
Eventually. But anyone who can't listen to the show or anything, we are on the intraweb on Saturday nights.
Big
Scott
will ask, if you pour the milk on the quiffs, does it turn to cottage cheese?
Oh, come on.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. You haggis eating asshole.
Oh, God. All right. Well, then you know what? I think I am going to...
If there's, you know what, let's rapid fire it, which is not going to happen, because whenever I say let's rapid fire, anyone in the chat room think of more cereals? What a show we have.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun?
It was good time today, man. Yeah.
But you... Silly faggots. Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
All right, maybe we should...
Yeah, Colorado dickhead yeasty flakes. Bandy Boy says, later, Joe. See you soon, bro.
Okay, Mark. Thanks, man. Thanks for participating. I think I want to play this on the way out. I've listened to this since last Thursday, probably 30 times.
Yeah.
40 times.
No kidding.
I'm in my car. I put it on YouTube, and then I just keep repeating it. I just love
really?
It. Yep.
Just pause it for 1 second.
I'll just lower it.
Yeah, for my sister made me an old CD. Me and my friend, remember Joe, the doctor, Papa Joe?
Yeah, Dr. Joe.
We used to have CDs of 70s music, obscure 70s music, and I caught my sister onto it. So she made a CD of her own, and I've been rocking Sailor said Brandy, she's a fine girl.
Every time Beverly hears that song, she thinks of you.
Yeah, I've been rocking that, and again...
Easy on the rocking that.
I've been rocking it.
I don't know if you've been rocking it.
If I work at a rock
you
venue...
You maybe just wiggled the chair just
I've
a
been
bit.
Rocking.
You weren't rocking. Put your fingers down.
Well,
Stop that.
I can't put fingers down for Three Dog Night? Give the Devil's
that's
Horn?
Not Three Dog Night.
I know, but they're the same genre.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that. You can't give Devil Horns to MC Brandy.
And Elvis Costello. As I walk through this wicked world, talk about Live in the darkness of fantasy. The times I feel and zipping away just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about the peace, love, and understanding? I sing it just like that.
Do you?
Windows down.
Windows down and everything.
Cranking it.
Well, I'm surprised there's any traffic ever around you. All right. Thank you, everybody in the chat. I mean, it could go on and on with how many people I would have to thank. You know what? I'm just going to thank myself.
You should thank yourself once in a while.
Bandy Boy, Colorado Dickhead, It's Big Scott's Will, Lady Trucker coming in, BC. Bitter Chick was here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And she saw that Joe Coletta wasn't here and she left. That's how it works. All right. We're two dicks, but apparently we're not big dicks. Because Coletta. But thank you, BC. Everybody, man. You
fun
guys
show
know,
tonight.
Of course, our online producer, White Ass Brent, he had the night off, so he was here the whole time.
I tell you honestly, I was in a dirty mood. I was in a mood. I cursed a lot.
Big Scott Will says, love an obscure song from the 70s. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And for your pleasure, I'll let you guys listen to the rest of this. It's Metallica and Herbie Hancock, Master of Doing It. We'll see you guys later. Take care.
Bye-bye.